USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'll always stand with Israel.
The United States and the state of Israel have a unique bond. And I will always stand with the state of Israel.
While speaking at the Christians United for Israel Summit in Arlington, Virginia today, DeSantis blasted the Biden administration's relationship with Israel. The 2024 presidential hopeful called President Biden's treatment of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu disgraceful, noting Biden has yet to invite him to the White House since taking power in Israel last year. Millions in the U.S. are dealing with extreme heat and smoke pollution from Canada. The National Weather Service's triple-digit temperatures could last through midweek from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley as a high-pressure dome moves westward. Air quality alerts have been issued for parts of the Midwest, the Great Lakes, Tennessee, North Carolina, and the Northeast as Canadian wildfire smoke drifts south into the U.S. Flight delays and cancellations continue to be a problem in parts of the United States. According to FlightAware, more than 2,700 flights have been delayed so far across the country. In the meantime, more than 300 flights have already been canceled on Monday. Residents in a county neighboring Philadelphia are headed back to their homes following a train derailment. Barron Hill Fire Chief Chris Schwartz.
Five cars containing urea, which is a liquid fertilizer, and one car containing tetrachloroethylene. Out of an abundance of caution, incident commanders evacuated 12 nearby residences.
The incident occurred earlier this morning just outside Philadelphia. NTSB officials are investigating to figure out the cause of the accident. Seniors in the East and Southeast U.S. are the most likely to have Alzheimer's disease. That's according to new data published in the Alzheimer's Association's journal. The report includes the first ever estimates of the prevalence of the disease in the U.S. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging the Senate to confirm more than 60 State Department nominees who have been blocked by a handful of Republicans.
These delays are undermining our national security, and they're weakening our ability to deliver for the American people.
He said nominees are being blocked for leverage on unrelated issues, calling it irresponsible. Senator Rand Paul has placed a hold on nominees from clearing Senate confirmation as he demands the State Department release additional information on the origins of COVID-19. The manhunt is over for a dangerous fugitive in Georgia. Yesterday, the man accused of murdering four people was killed after a standoff with police. Police say he shot three men and one woman in the city of Hampton near Atlanta. NASA has launched the Earth Information Center, a cutting-edge, real-time data collection resource.
It's the first of its kind physical and virtual space to engage and to underscore NASA's Earth science impact.
According to NASA Chief Bill Nelson, this platform provides access to crucial information about climate, weather, and natural resources on Earth. You can explore this new resource at gis.earthdata.nasa.gov. Lottery fever may be setting in as a pair of huge jackpots continue to grow. The top prize for tonight's Powerball drawing is now an estimated $900 million. The Mega Millions jackpot will be worth $640 million on Tuesday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.